flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I see that we're all starting to take our positions on veteran quarterbacks. And this came up because in the break, Mac asked me about Derek Carr in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Now, in my initial instinct was to retch.
Yeah, that's mine too, by the way.
But I realized, like, I think there's a class of quarterbacks that if you like one, if you can defend one, you can defend all.
Well, and Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr, so for the longest time, I used to call Kirk Cousins a bum slayer, and then I would call Derek Carr AFC Kirk Cousins.
What kind of bum?
No, because he used to just beat up on bad teams is all that would happen. Like,
gotcha.
You ever saw him against a team of consequence, he just would completely fold like a cheap suit. He couldn't get past anybody. But they also had the same idea Derek Carr, has he won a playoff game yet in his career? I still believe that answer is no. Like, they don't win playoff games. They are consistently fine as far as their stats are concerned, but they don't wow you in any sort of way, and you know what you're getting with them.
So this is not to endorse or dismiss any of them, but there's one other quarter. There's like, they're more than this, right? So there are more quarterbacks of this type than not, but Cousins, Carr, and Russell Wilson are the same guy to some extent. They're older quarterbacks who have experience, who are better than what you have, but they might be washed and might just get you to 9 wins and no further than that.
Yeah.
And so it was the reason why I'm bringing this up is I think I saw Ken tweet, hey, the show's stance is no on Russell Wilson. I'm like, well, okay, then I think it's got to be no on Kirk Cousins and no on Derek Carr.
I think Ken's been very adamant about no on Kirk Cousins. I don't know about a stance on Derek Carr.
Which is again, like, it's fine if it is.
What's it call him, like Meatloaf or something like that? Not like a 2 out of 3
the
ain't bad
roast?
Type thing. Pot roast.
Pot roast. Pot roast. Yeah. I immediately thought of Meatloaf, the recording artist, who I've also been confused of before.
I could tell. I got my meats confused there, didn't I, Nick?
But it happens to me all the time. Do you agree? You see what I'm saying?
Like, I get what you're saying. You're in the same bucket.
I can't come out here and say, I see what you might think about Kirk Cousins and why it'd be a good idea. And then be like, the guy who won 10 games last year and was in the playoffs, even though he was stink, Russell Wilson, I can't be like, but not him. It does feel
The only true difference is obviously Russell Wilson's apex was a million times higher than those two.
Yeah, well, and even Russell Wilson was a better player this year. But they're all the same general idea. Right?
Yeah, you have no idea how long they're going to be your quarterback for. They're probably going to be fine, but not great.
And people are going to consider them safe. They're not safe. There's nothing safe about. There are, if you had asked me 4 years ago, Russell, Kirk, and Derek would all have reasonably high floors. They're old as hell. That doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. But if I'm on the record as saying, I can kind of get what you're going to go with Kirk Cousins, then I kind of think I have to have some sort of tepid okay for Wilson and Carr.
Yeah, and that should be the response.
Even if they make me retch a little bit.
No, that should be the response. That's why it'd be like quarterback musical chairs if the Steelers all of a sudden ended up getting Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr. You're like, all right, what exactly are we doing?
I want Derek Carr. I do love...
Oh, hold on. What just happened there?
No. I want Derek Carr to Pittsburgh. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You had me very confused for a second.
If the Browns had Darnold and they had Carr, we might actually finish above them or close to them because they never seem to lose no matter who their quarterback is. The Steelers thing's weird. Steelers fans are just like out on
Russ.
They
hate their team more than anyone has ever hated their team right now,
Well, but
though.
They're out on Russ, but the guy who couldn't beat him out, Justin Fields, is now suddenly the guy going forward. And draft a guy. It's like, well, I don't think that makes any sense. If you're going to bring back one of the two guys, Wilson makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a plan is the point.
Well,
I tried making the argument at one point that the Steelers are in a worse spot than we are just because we have the number two overall pick.
I think the Steelers
they have no direction.
I would be surprised if the Steelers didn't actually have a plan. It's their fans.
For quarterback.
I think Russ for another year might be a plan.
That's not a good plan for me.
Well, yeah,
but if I was a Steelers fan, I'd be, because you know what that is.
But but what it is still a playoff team. Like you
that are, is going to be a double-digit underdog.
And effectively, yes, there is. Okay, there's a ceiling to it. All right, but if you do it again, and maybe this is where you draft a quarterback this year. But if you could sell me that there's a better quarterback out there for the Steelers, I'd buy it. But there isn't. You're not going to trade up. That's not what they've ever done.
No, that's why they're in a really bad spot.
Yeah. Well, no. But if the worst case scenario is treading water with Russell Wilson, that's not the worst case scenario. Now, if you do it for two more years after this, well, okay. But specific to this isn't a good quarterback year, and you might just be rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, just bring back Russell Wilson. Don't replace him with another iteration of the same guy just because you can sell the fans on it, or you can sell the locker room on it. No, tell them this is as best we could do. We'll draft a kid somewhere in the second or third round, and we'll see where we are in a year.
Yeah, sometimes you got to shake the snow globe, though. And the fact that Russ ended the season on five straight losses might be enough where they just have to shake the snow globe.
It was five straight.
It wasn't like it was.
I totally understand. But who can you really sell as an upgrade?
Listen, this is why they're in a really bad spot. I mean, no one's envious of the spot that the Steelers are in right now. They don't have. That's why I said they don't have a plan. Like there's no easy answer. There's no easy answer for any of these teams, though. But the fact that the Browns have a number two overall pick, and you get to take a quarterback if you do go quarterback. That's why we have so much more hope than Steelers fans would.
See, what's so interesting about that, though, is we're talking about hope to sell to fans versus success to sell to fans.
Well, I mean, hope can turn into success.
It can, but more often than not, this whole thing's just a shell game. Right, the Raiders have been peddling nonsense since moving on from
right,
Derek
but at
Carr.
At least in this instance, we're playing the game. Steelers fans, if you go through with Russell Wilson again, or let's say you even bring Derek Carr in, you know what you are. You're going to be an 8, 9, 10-win team. You're going to be a double-digit underdog into the postseason in that game. You're going to lose, and then it'll be the ninth straight year that Tomlin has done that.
All right, but okay, let's say the Browns take Shador too. You don't know what you're going to be next year.
No idea, obviously.
You're in concert with how people think about it. So I'm just trying to understand how that the idea of
attached to that potentially. It doesn't mean it's guaranteed because there's no guarantee in the draft.
But it's the idea of, well, anything could happen. Yeah, you could lose your ass.
No, but I know it's not anything can happen because I know with the Steelers, there is no anything can happen. There is no extra layer that they can get to. It is
Yeah, but there's also
the
not
same
the same
thing.
Floor. So isn't that like if you're
no,
if,
no,
if
we're,
your floor,
we're playing in a much, much different high risk complete bankruptcy category than they are for sure.
Yeah, and so it's not to directly rebut you. It's just it is. I don't know if it's a sports talk influencing society thing, but the change for the sake of change, if change isn't better, is pretty wild. And the fact that fans want that, I think, is wild. And some of this is just we want to be excited about our team. I do. I can understand where it's coming from, but Yeah, I mean, I'll take another 9-10 win season with the Steelers than whatever the potential future is with the Browns, or, and not just the Browns. The Raiders, the Giants, any of that nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, again, losing five straight to close out the season, though, is it's a real tough, like, oh, Russell Wilson's going to get the whole band back together, and Russ is going to be a different version of himself. He's just going to be a year older. He's going to look the same way he did in the back part where he was not on the same page with a lot of those guys. It's hard to sell that that's a better outcome for them.
Well, you don't have to sell it. What you sell is another 10-win season.
Well, some of that was built up with Justin Fields, by the way.
And then you point to, I mean, they won in spite of him. I mean, I don't want to say they won in spite of him.
And the numbers were exactly the same between Fields and Wilson.
He didn't exactly light up the world. Like, he was okay. He was not offensive as quarterback.
Offensive. The numbers were the same.
Well, okay.
And he won games. He did win games.
Yeah, we're talking quarterback win-loss record. We know how faulty
I know that's faulty.
Especially when it's in the time of the year where Tomlin does eat, which is he has his team ready to play at the start of the season and nobody else does. And so I'm just kind of bewildered. Like, again, not endorsing Russell Wilson. I'm not. But it is interesting to see how even in sports talk it is, well, you can't sell that. Yeah, you can. Yeah. It is
a lot of Steelers fans right now would disagree though.
Maintaining, they're dumb. Okay. They are dumb. They don't know what two wins taste like. They don't know what three wins taste like. They don't realize, and this is something, man, I gotta be honest, between my time in Carolina and my time here, I don't know I can tell you what a good quarterback looks like anymore. A bunch of slap asses look like.
You can identify a bad one?
But it's so funny that there is this idea of quarterbackless abyss or quarterback quicksand where when you get in it and every year you're hopping from quarterback to quarterback and every year you're trying to chase some idea of relevance or this, that, the other, it doesn't end well.
Well, it's hard, Nick. I mean, you know, 5-6 teams in the entire NFL have a situation that works out. It's not easy. No one's going to tell you it's easy.
But I mean, I think
the success rate on it is very low.
I think what Detroit's teaching us.
You still have to chase that.
But
you do.
But what Detroit's teaching us, what Tampa's teaching us, like, that's not just, there are 15 or 16 teams that have a better chance than the Vegases, the Clevelands, the Giants every year.
Okay, but the Steelers,
because they've locked into a good enough quarterback.
Yeah, but the Steelers don't have the situation to even try to pull that off to begin with.
I mean, Russ is effectively a middle of the road quarterback. Yeah, he is somewhere within the top 20.
You would need Arthur Smith to be that guy in order to even pull that off.
What do you mean?
Well, you need him to then be Ben Johnson in Detroit. You need him to be Baker's been through a couple different guys. Canales obviously got the job in Carolina based off of the work that he did with him, which Canales, by the way, is the one that redeemed Geno Smith. Like, you still need the parts of it.
But couldn't you argue that they did pull it off?
No, I'm saying they did pull it off because they had the offensive coordinator in order to do so. I don't think Arthur Smith is the guy to be able to pull that off.
Well, they just did. He won 10 games.
Oh, you're saying that? No. I'm not saying that's pulling it off. What the Lions did is pull it off. What the Bucks did is pull it off. What Russell Wilson just did was not pull it off.
They had one more win in the regular season than the
Bucks did. They absolutely crumbled down the stretch, but it's way different. Russell Wilson's season is nowhere close to Baker Mayfield's season from an offensive standpoint.
But he had more wins.
No. The Steelers' defense was much better, and the Steelers as a team were much better, but Baker Mayfield was much better than Russell Wilson was.
I mean, listen, I agree, but I think my point is they both had the same success.
And Jared Goff is in another ballpark than even the two people that we're talking about when it comes to the offensive success.
I mean, if we talk going into last year, Trevor Sikkema of the Draft Exchange PFF had Jared Goff ranked 20th in the NFL
going
Baker
into last
19th.
Year, but this last season, he was awesome. He was
awesome
sensational.
Last year. Like, his numbers have never been the problem. It's just some idea of, like, his numbers with Ben Johnson and McVay. His numbers are good. It's just when you watch the tape, you see a limited quarterback. It's the Garoppolo. It is, but 34 touchdowns.
But they had somebody that could take him to a next level. There was no part of Arthur Smith that got Russell Wilson to some next level. In fact, you can argue the more time they worked together, the worse it got, as evidenced by how they closed out the season just completely falling down game after game.
I just think we're putting a lot of stock into a collapse, which, again, probably doesn't carry over. When we talk about momentum from the regular seasons, they don't really carry over. And it's not to sell you that, Russell Wilson. No. He is who he is, and it wasn't great at the end, and the playoffs went the way the playoffs went. But you know, Steelers fans are acting like they're on the precipice of destruction. And it's like, no, this is a better situation than you've had the previous 3 years.
Steelers fans right now are, I mean, they're beside themselves. They don't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, and I think...
Like the conversation today was TJ Watt all day long about do they trade him, do they not trade him. You had the leaked report out there. Pony put it out there. That one of his sources are like, TJ's not being traded. In fact, they expect an extension to come. And he's like fishing for reaction off of it as if people are going to get mad by the idea that they're going to build and continue to try to win games.
Wait, Filippone was fishing for reaction?
Yeah, cover me shocked.
No,
I know.
He's doing it for the clicks.
There are no clicks on
Twitter. Browns are bleep saying, did you just say the Steelers with Russ is a playoff team next year? Well, they're a playoff win this year. They are a playoff team this year. Not a playoff win, but a playoff team this year. I think it's just an interesting way to observe how people think about this. And I don't want Russell Wilson here.
No, that's why we can't, in my opinion, do what the Steelers' interests are is the same as the Browns' interest. Because I still do hold out hope that you can have somebody with Stefanski and the way this offense is, and you can have that, hey, maybe it is a Jared Goff, a Baker Mayfield situation. I just think that doesn't exist in the Steelers right now.
216-474-0092. Can we rightfully claim there's any difference if we're selling Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, or Derek Carr? And finally, with respect to Joe Thomas, the game has changed on 92.3 The Fan. What will keep Miles in Cleveland? What will make him happy? Well, Joe Thomas was on ESPN Milwaukee earlier this week in his home state of Wisconsin. And one of the things he was asked about is advice to Myles Garrett being a great player on predominantly losing teams.
So I don't think Miles has to make that decision right now because I don't think there's any trades that are going to happen until we find out what the Browns are going to do at quarterback. But I think for him, reflecting on my own experience, I think there's a huge benefit looking back at his own legacy if he plays with one team, which is something that you did, something that I did, and something that very few players in today's professional football actually get an opportunity to do. So if you have that opportunity, I think it's pretty rare, pretty special, and it's pretty meaningful when it's all said and done to say, hey, I was a Cleveland Brown. Hey, I was a Green Bay Packer my entire life. That's my identity. That's who I was. That's who the fans know me as. And there's no confusion about when I go in the Hall of Fame, what helmet I'm going to be carrying when I walk up there. And I think that is something that's meaningful not only to you as a player who's reflecting on your own legacy when it's all said and done, but also to the fans and how they remember you. You're only wearing my team's favorite helmet.
With respect to Joe, he's the anomaly. Like, I don't know at this point Miles should want to be only associated with the Cleveland Browns. Like, I think that's the downside. Like, I think Joe's the unicorn. I think having that kind of loyalty. Joe's also about a decade older than Miles. You know, we grew up in a time where we still remember Cal Ripken in one jersey.
Yeah.
Like, Miles is a decade later. Like, find me, unless it's New York, unless it's L.A., find me. I mean, even great players in football. Von Miller, three teams now.
Yeah, I mean, our mind, we both go back to baseball all the time, right? Yeah. So, and CeCe's at the top of everyone's brain because he wasn't able to pull it off, right? But we talked about Manny. We've talked about all these guys. Lindor, all these players that have gone and moved to another team. I like the idea. I think there is something special. But, like, if Miles were to do a second act now, is there enough time in Miles Garrett's career to be like, he was more remembered as this other team than he would be a Brown? And I think he might be running out of real estate there.
I don't think it would be that hard. If he went to a team that was a consistent playoff team.
I mean, what is he going to play? So, what, 35?
Yeah, so he's got, what, 6 years left?
6 years left. He's already won a defensive player of the year here, but he's accomplished nothing else.
What's the best case considered? If Miles asked out, what's the best landing spot he could...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Land in outs. Kansas City isn't realistic because
it's not realistic. It's always the best landing spot, but it's not realistic. Say the Bills is a very good landing spot, but that doesn't seem very realistic either.
So Mac, you got one?
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
They kick Za'Darius Smith to the curb.
So if Miles spent the next 6 postseasons actually playing in the postseason, and at least half that time he's the Miles that we've seen, yeah. I mean, think about it. Like, Reggie White played for the Eagles.
Well, but then will he be considered the Robin to Hutchinson's Batman in that scenario?
No.
Because Hutchinson is on a track to be the next generation of Myles Garrett, TJ Watt, those guys.
Yeah, but he's not there yet.
But he's on track. I mean, 2 years down the line, he's going to be in every DPOY conversation.
But I think specific to this, Reggie White comes to mind. Reggie was in Philly, I think, from 85 to 92. And everybody remembers him as a Packer because that's where he won the Super Bowl. And he played in Green Bay, 93 or 94 to 98? So he had 5 years in Green Bay, then 1 or 2 years in Carolina?
Well, we just talked about CeCe, right? Where you win a Super, where you win a World Series, where you win a Super Bowl trumps a lot of individual accomplishments. And CeCe's a great example of this because he won the Cy Young here, but winning the World Series mattered so much more in the big picture because people just remember that more. They do.
I also think we're to an era now where fandom isn't the same. And I'm not trying to be the old man on the lawn, but like people tend to be fans of players. And they tend to be a little bit more transient.
I think that's the NBA world's, creeping in.
Well, I know. So I think you can be a Browns fan and then be like, all right, but wherever Miles goes, I'm rooting for him as well. Like the Baker thing. Like there are fans of the Cleveland Browns who they're also Baker Mayfield fans and root for him. When there's no conflict, they root for him to succeed at all costs.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. I'm the guy 2 hours ago that says I still keep tabs on Colin Sexton. So maybe I'm speaking out of, both ends of my what. But I wouldn't follow Myles Garrett anywhere else. Like, if he ended up with the Lions, I'm not keeping tabs on him. What I would do? I'd treat him the same way I'm treating Amari Cooper right now, where it is something I note during games. And the fact that he's been a no-show in the first 2 weeks of the playoffs with one reception in the first 2 games the Bills have played, I'm like, okay. All right, I keep note of it, but it's not anything else for me.
Miles is in rarefied air, or at least he should be. It's him, it's Nick Chubb, it's Joe Thomas, and maybe one or two other players.
I would definitely watch and root for Nick Chubb in another uniform. I'd still root for Miles because I like Miles a lot as a person, but I don't think I'd be like, I'm dialed into this Lions game because I need to see Miles Garrett.
Oh, I think, there are people who still are on about Miles. He is not as beloved as Nick Chubb or even Joe.
Like, we're talking to the degree where if the Browns game is on, it's a 1 o'clock window, and then team other, whatever that is, you're watching. Like, for Baker, for instance, there are a lot of Browns fans that just, Baker's on the TV, they're watching that over the Browns.
Well, they're not Browns fans anymore. They'll say, Baker fan. Yeah. So, like, that's different. Like, what I'm saying is, like, all right, I don't want you to beat us, but I want you to win wherever you go. I think Miles definitely has that. I think he's third. I think since 99, I think he's the third most just beloved Brown. Now, Chubb and Joe are on a different level. But, like, Joel, as much as he's beloved, I think Miles is to a different level. I mean, I'm not even just talking about, like, the football and what he's done as the best defender maybe we've seen in 30 years, maybe since Clay Matthews, maybe Eric Turner. I'm trying to think of like guys. Like, he said such rarefied air But yeah, I mean, I think winning the DPOY, he was instrumental in the Pittsburgh season where we go to the playoffs and win. I think there are still people who love him because of the Mason Rudolph thing and knocking his skull in. I mean, I think I really do think, like, I think if the Browns and Miles end up breaking up, I think people are going to blame the Browns and they're not going to blame Miles. And I think that you'll see that's where that split comes.
No, I don't think people would blame the Browns. Or excuse me, I don't think they'd blame Miles. I just wonder to what extent, though. Now, everyone can be like, oh, I'm rooting for Miles. But are you rooting for Miles when you just happen to see the Lions on the TV if we keep using Detroit as our team? Or is it the type of thing where you're buying a Miles Garrett Lions jersey and you're dialed in as much as you possibly can be as long as the Browns aren't playing?
I think it's right there. I think it's right there with Baker.
I don't know about that.
Baker, I mean, they're both divisive players. I mean, and Baker more divisive than Miles.
I think it's also easier to follow a quarterback often. I think in these discussions it becomes, because you see the quarterback and they impact every single offensive play, where Miles, you can watch him on the defensive side of the ball, but it's not the same.
Miles in a scenario where he's getting more primetime games, more playoff games as well. You know, okay, double the primetime games, and now he's in the playoffs. He gets to the second round of the playoffs or the AFC title game, maybe makes a Super Bowl, wins a Super Bowl. Like, that 3 or 4 year stretch would do more for his legacy, the big picture, Hall of Fame legacy, all of it, than the first 7 or 8 years in Cleveland. It's just the reality of the importance of winning and how people perceive you. Again, it is the, okay, Philadelphia had a couple good years. They never won a Super Bowl, and Green Bay came afterwards.
So the general NFL fan, I agree with that, yes. But I don't believe Browns fans would just follow him like he's the Beatles or anything like that. I just don't see that.
216-474-0092. I don't think they would have done it with Baker, and here we are. Would you follow Miles Garrett to another team? Meaning, if he and the Browns end up, everything looks hunky-dory right now. Everything does. But Joe Thomas, his advice to Miles was about being, with the same team for the full year and for your full career, and how that changes how you're viewed. I think that's how Joe views it. That's how maybe I and what I value as a person and as a football fan would view it. I don't know that a younger player from a different generation would feel that same way. Would you follow Miles if he and the Browns broke up to another team? Sean Merriman, lights out. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.